I guess I'm crazy for loving you. You tell me many ways that I won't do. I may be playing a losing game. I guess I'm crazy. Tried to let you go. It's no use, this I know. I don't care if it's so. It has to be. My heart keeps saying tried to let you go. It's no use, this I know. I don't care if it's so. It has to be. My heart keeps saying
Tommy Collins getting us started there with the little thing called I Guess I'm Crazy. A lot of people have recorded that since Tommy recorded it back about 1955. Tommy Collins was probably more noted for his funny songs, and I think we had Pickles on an early edition. You ought to see Pickles now, and actually I Guess I'm Crazy is the flip side of Pickles, but got a lot of airplay also, and one of his better ballads, I think. Well, hello everyone. Roger Smith, your host here, and this tape is coming from 115 North Keats Avenue, KEATS, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. You can call us with your request at 502-721-7634, where the machine is always on. Or you can email me at snakeguy@bellsouth.net and get your request in that way, okay? And we need those requests. In fact, this is edition number 13 of the Listener's Choice section, and this is a special edition because we were a little late getting edition number 12 out. And over the past year, we've had a lot of requests to do another favorites of mine and Marilyn's, which we did about a year ago this time. So that's what we're doing. We're going to do edition number 13 here in April, and it is going to be this side is going to have a bunch of my favorites on it, as the one you just heard certainly is. And the other side is you're going to hear some of Marilyn's favorites, and you're going to get a special treat with this edition, because this time Marilyn is going to be hosting side two, and you're going to enjoy that. So just sit back and relax and listen to a bunch of good music, and then get us some requests. And we've got some requests in for edition number 14, which we'll try to get out in June and get ourselves caught up. But we can always use more requests to keep this thing going. But right now, sit back and listen to some of our favorites, okay?
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the lights and lay there in the dark. And a thought crosses my mind, if I never wake up in the morning, would she ever doubt the way I feel about her in my heart? If tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? If my time on earth were through, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? 'Cause I've lost loved ones in my life who never knew how much I loved them. Now I live with the regret that my true feelings for them never were revealed. So I made a promise to myself to say today how much she means. And avoid that circumstance where there's no second chance to tell her how I feel. 'Cause if tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day she's my only one? And if my time on earth were through, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? Tell that someone that you love just what you're thinking of if tomorrow never comes.
Well, that was from Garth's self-titled album, and I've always thought that that was one of the best songs that he ever came out with. If Tomorrow Never Comes. Let's hear one now from Highway 101. This is also from their self-titled album. I believe it was their first album back in about 86 or 87. And it was never released on a single, but it was always one of my favorite songs by Highway 101. So let's hear from them now with Paulette Carlson doing the lead vocal.
Don't bother sitting. Because I'm on my own. Yes, I'm a woman and I'm lonely, but that don't mean I can't be strong. Once again, he's not beside me, and tonight he won't be coming home.
Well, I promised you some Johnny and Jack real soon, and I'm going to get to that right now for you. Though I could probably spend the rest of the tape actually playing favorites by Johnny and Jack, because they're one of my favorite acts. I like them real well, like a lot of the things that they did. But let's go back and pick up on one of the ballads that they did. A lot of good dobro in this thing, just a good country sound, and of course, a lot of fine harmony. Here's Johnny and Jack.
Of a loved one, this world's a lonesome place. To love, it's mighty cheap at any cost. I'm doomed to be a failure, though the future brings wealth and fame. For the only one I ever loved, I lost.
When I lost your love, dear, I lost my everything. The sunshine from my life has disappeared. The night we said our last goodbye, I wished you happiness. Then I walked away so darkness would hide my tears.
Without the faith of a loved one, this world's a lonesome place. Mighty cheap at any cost. I'm doomed to be a failure, though the future brings wealth and fame. For the only one I ever loved, I lost.
Did do me. I couldn't fool my heart, it knows me best. There's one love in every lifetime, mine belongs to you, and that means more to me than all the rest.
Without the faith of a loved one, this world's a lonesome place. True love, it's mighty cheap at any cost. I'm doomed to be a failure, though the future brings wealth and fame. For the only one I ever loved, I long.
I don't suppose you'd like to come with me and slip away.
Oh, wouldn't I? Oh, wouldn't I? But if I woke up in your arms, would you still feel this way?
Oh, wouldn't I? Oh, wouldn't I?
You wouldn't risk the love you have at home to be with me.
Oh, wouldn't I? Oh, wouldn't I? I know you could outlove her if you and I were free.
Oh, wouldn't I? Oh, wouldn't I?
Wouldn't it be great if the fickle hands of fate touched us back when we were young and free?
But somehow it's just not fair.
Yes, we'd make quite a pair.
Oh, wouldn't we? Oh, wouldn't we?
Well, I hope you enjoyed that one from George and Tammy. One of my favorites by him there, wouldn't I? Good song. Let's get one now from the great Jim Reeves. And the one we're going to pull is a song called I Missed Me. It was written by Bill Anderson. And, you know, songwriters get strange ideas for writing songs. They get them from strange places. And they're just something will happen or someone will say something and it'll just kind of hit them all at once. Hey, that would make a good song. And as I understand the story, Bill Anderson had done a videotape that was going to appear on TV, and he was going to watch it that night back at his hotel. And time got away from him, and you know how that goes. And he realized he had missed the show and missed his performance, and he said, "Oh, I missed me." And that's how this song came about. He got to thinking about it and thought that would make a good title for a song, and wrote this love song based on that thought. So, big hit for Jim Reeves. Here it is. Let's give it a listen.
Last night was the worst night of my life, no doubt. 'Cause while I stayed at home, someone else took you out. I cried 'cause I love you with all of my might. And I missed me, how I missed me at your house last night. I missed holding hands, walking out on your lawn. I missed the sweet kiss that was mine for so long. Were you happy with new arms wrapped around you so tight? I missed me, how I missed me at your house last night. ¶¶ did the neighbors say they noticed anything strange? Like a different car parked in your drive for a change? Did they watch as he kissed you beneath the porch light? Did they miss me like I missed me at your house last night? I missed holding hands, walking out on your lawn. I missed the sweet kiss that was mine for so long. Were you happy with new arms wrapped around you so tight? I missed me, how I missed me at your house last night.
Let's listen to one now from Teddy and Doyle, the Wilburn Brothers, and boy did they evermore have a huge impact on the country music business with all not only their recordings but all their publishing, and they just helped so many people get into the business. So let's hear one from them now that's always been one of my favorites from their Big Heartbreak album. This one's called Wrong Side of the Tracks.
They used to let me play with her a while. This rich man's daughter with the pretty smile. But I was just a poor man's ragged child, and living on the wrong side of the tracks. And social walls are hard to rise above. The wrong side of the tracks can kill true love. There's many who must know what I speak of, if they come from the wrong side of the tracks. As time went by, I grew to love her so. We'd slip away so her folks wouldn't know. And with each kiss, our love just seemed to grow. Though I came from the wrong side of the tracks, love made different worlds into the same. It knows no boundaries made by social name. But still her parents gave me all the blame, 'cause I lived on the wrong side of the track. I guess they had a plan right from the start. They vowed somehow they'd keep we two apart. They moved her far away and took my heart, and left me on the wrong side of the tracks. Then I received her letter. She tells me just to wait, there'll be a way. But will they kill her love by things they say, and leave me on the wrong side of the tracks?
I drive off the fence with these streets.
Well, remember that one from back in the, well, mid-70s? Rita Coolidge, one called Mama Lou. Rita Coolidge was much more into pop, a lot of kind of jazzed-up pop, and I doubt that she would have ever really done any country to amount to anything, if any at all, except that, of course, for a few years there, she was married to Kris Kristofferson, the great country writer. And he managed to tone her down a little bit long enough for her to do that song. That's really the only thing that she had by herself as a solo and on the country charts. That, of course, was a crossover and big hit in country music, as well as pop. And, of course, they did a couple albums together that were pretty country-oriented. Did some real good stuff while they were together. But that was a solo, of course, a big hit for Rita Coolidge. Always been one of my favorites. Well, let's pick up one now from old Waylon and go back to an old Waylon Jennings album from, once again, back in the 70s, back in that same era. The album's called Ladies Love Outlaws, and the cut that I'm going to pull from it is just a really powerful song. I think if you haven't heard it, you might enjoy it, so give this one a listen. Here is Waylon Jennings.
Somewhere in Vietnam, a 19-year-old soldier walked out of a barroom, and he said, I must be seeing things. That bourbon hit me like a baseball bat. In Belfast, Ireland, a little lady dropped her shovel in her garden. She raced across the yard and asked her neighbor, Mrs. Clancy, what was that? In Memphis, Tennessee, a teacher raised the window closest to the river, and the children in her classroom swore they heard a choir singing down the street. In Washington, D.C., a private secretary's lips began to quiver, and the president just put aside his papers and rose quickly to his feet. I lay in a cheap motel in the arms of someone else's woman, when a loud explosion rocked the room and turned the morning into night. I jumped out of bed and ran into the street with hardly any clothes on. As the sky lit up, my heart stood still and I could feel my face was turning white. All at once the clouds rolled back and there stood Jesus Christ in all his glory. Eyes I had ever seen were looking straight at me. I guess I was awakened by the penetrating sound of my own screaming, and it didn't take me long to stumble out of bed and fall down on my knees. As tears rolled down my face, I cried, dear God, I'm thankful I was only dreaming. And if I never go to hell, Lord, it'll be because you scared it out of me.
That's some pretty powerful stuff now. Maybe even a little out of character for old Waylon there, but I've always enjoyed that. That came from a really good album, too. Waylon was very, very prolific back in the 70s. If you didn't like Waylon's current album, you could just wait about 3 months and he'd have another one out. And we've got a ton of them on vinyl. We recently converted them and put the best of all those old albums over onto the computer, sprucing them up a little bit, trying to make them sound as good as we could. And I thought you might enjoy that, and that's one of my favorites. This song coming up is also one of my favorites. This song, every once in a while, a song still comes out that really, really has something to say. And such was the case in the mid-90s, like 95, 94, 95, something like that, when Trisha Yearwood released a recording called The Song Remembers When. It was the title of one of her albums. And I think just a fantastic song. I think perhaps even should have been considered as the song of the decade for the 90s, although there were a lot of good songs, obviously, in the 90s. But this is a good one, and see if you remember it. If you haven't heard it before, sit back and enjoy it. This is a great song. Here's Trisha Yearwood.
I was standing at the counter, I was waiting for the change, when I heard that old familiar music start. It was like a lighted match had been tossed into my soul. It was like a dam had broken in my heart. After taking every detour, getting lost and losing track, so that even if I wanted, I could not find my way back. After driving out the memory of the way things might have been, after I'd forgotten all about us, the song remembers when. We were rolling through the Rockies, we were up above the clouds, when a station out of Jackson played that song. And it seemed to fit the moment, and the moment seemed to freeze, when we turned the music up and sang along. And there was a God in heaven, and the world made perfect sense. We were young and were in love, and we were easy to convince. Was just around the bend, and though I have forgotten all about it, the song remembers well. I guess something must have happened, and we must have said goodbye, and my heart must have been broken. Song remembers well. Oh, for all the miles between us, and for all the time that's passed, you would think I haven't gotten very far. And I hope my hasty heart will forgive me just this once, if I stop to wonder how on earth you are. But that's just a lot of water underneath the bridge I burn, and there's no use in backtracking around corners I have turned.
Well, what a fantastic song. I hope some of you enjoyed that as much as I did hearing it again. Trisha Yearwood. Well, that's just about going to do it for my favorites for this year. I don't know if we're going to do this once a year. We've had some requests along those lines, and I don't know if we're going to do that. We could keep coming up with favorites, certainly. There are a ton of them. It's hard to, as I said the last time, say what your favorite song is, but a lot of favorites out there, and those are some of them. But that's going to just about do it for my part of this tape. Remember, get your requests in for us. We've got some good ones coming up on edition number 14. We'll have some Charlie Pride and Rose Maddox and maybe some Bill Carlisle and Little Jimmy Dickens, just to name a few. And we'll be looking forward to getting that one out for you here real soon. So, meantime, everybody have a nice spring. And don't forget to get your comments and requests in at the beginning of side one of this tape when you send it back. And I'll see you in June, but you've got a lot more music on this tape, so turn it over now to side two, and here's Maryland.